Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart, the Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I love Him. I thank God for all that He's doing in the lives of His people. And my desire is to see His best and to see His plan unveil. My desire is just off the charts to see what God will do in the lives of those that love Him. The reason for this is, you know, I know what God can do in the lives of those who trust Him and who obey Him. And some people, those that are strong, they're capable of great things, especially when you can receive and retain revelation from the Lord. Many people can hear the words of the Lord and receive revelation, but they don't always keep it. And one reason people don't is because of leaven that they didn't drive out. Just like the, you know, Israel was supposed to drive out all the Canaanites, all of them. They would have been able to live without interference. And they kept getting into the same problems over and over and over again. And that didn't have to happen. You know, if you pay attention to the Lord, you can learn things that you can't learn any other way. And I used to wonder, why didn't they drive out the Canaanites? And how come God didn't drive them out for them? Well, God didn't, He didn't let Satan in the world. Adam did. So man got to drive. It's our responsibility to drive out Satan. And through the new birth, the Lord enabled us to have authority over Satan. And we need to use it. We need to use our God-given authority over Satan. And we need to obey God and do all this in His heart. And catch on. We need to catch on, too. See, when you catch on, if a person catch on to what God is saying, and then they do it and act on it as a way of life, not just to get out of trouble, then their lives, you'll see why God said it. Everything that God tells us to do, I don't always understand, you know, the whole of the revelation that God gives as soon as He gives it. I understand it as I obey God and as I do what He said do. And as I obey Him, it's a revelation that becomes priceless to you. When God tells you to do something, you're introduced to something. You're introduced to the love and the wisdom of God. But when you act on it, and you experience what will happen as you continually act on it, then that's when you really learn what God was getting at. And it's always way above, every time it's happened for me, it was way above my expectation. So it's way above our expectation as we continue to follow and flow in the things of God. Once revealed. Now, sometimes people, they obey God's word till they get relief. Once they get relief, they settle back into their ways. But I found out that if you do this as a way of life, especially the important things like loving your brother as yourself, or loving people like Jesus loved you, according to 1 Peter 1. I've learned so many lessons from obeying God's word that way. Let me pause a minute. I say these things because revelation from God is designed to protect and advance your life. the things that are corrupt, anything that leavens you can hinder you. Just like faith, Jesus said, if you believe and doubt not in your heart, you'll ask what you will, it'll be done. You can say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. That's a requirement from you. That means that believing in your heart is a choice, and doubting not in your heart is a choice. Now, just like doubt, a crumb of doubt can destroy, or it's the off switch of your faith. And you have to choose. I will not doubt the Lord my God and King. That's not necessary. When you think about it, that's just not. God gave you something. You don't have to doubt. You can command health. You can command the things of God. When Pastor prayed for us about laid hands on us and imparted the anointing, the healing anointing, and he was encouraging people to lay hands on people, because our church is not just a church, it's a training house of champions. He has a goal in mind. Now, he can't make the people do nothing, but it's there if you will. Now, and to encourage people, he said, some people will say, well, what if it don't work? Then he said, well, what if it do? You still love, if you act on love, that's not wrong. If you pray for somebody with intent to get them healed, that's an act of love. Give God a chance to prove himself, and stop giving him, don't, it's no reason to concern yourself. What if he don't do it? He looking for people to be a blessing to. He told me that once. He said, I'm looking for people I can bless. He wants to show himself strong in people's lives before they die and go to hell, before they make a choice that costs them everything. He wants to show himself strong in their life. And sometimes people need activated. They need their faith to be activated. They need their life to be jump started, so to speak. So you can't walk around believing God to heal somebody and you don't believe it's going to work. You got to get rid of the doubt. Now, in other things, anything that's holding you back, you need to drive it out of your life and learn how to do it. When I learned the things that I learned from the Lord, my life was, nothing was really right about it, except the fact that I was saved and on my way to heaven. A lot of things in my life was just not the way I wanted it to be. And I wasn't getting anywhere. I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere. It didn't seem like nothing was working good, except for my relationship with the Lord. And I said, Lord, show me, teach me how to overcome my problems. So I had to learn what God was saying and get rid of everything that was holding me back. Old religious concepts. In the Holiness Church, a lot of them taught bondage. Now, that's another story. I'm not going to go into all that, but everything that happened to you was God's will. So I had to drive out the bad teaching that I picked up from people that love God. See, the enemy, if he came to you straight face to face and lied to you, you'll know where he's lying, because that's the devil. Well, he don't do it that way. He give people concepts that in the form of leaven, a small amount, and it grows in pride. Leaven always grows in pride. When people think they know something, then the doctrine that's why Jesus said, be aware of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the doctrine of Herod. I mean, the leaven. Be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And then his disciples understood he was talking about their doctrine, their conversation, the way that they conduct themselves and things that they approve. Now, a lie, the enemy come and he give people false concepts, because people don't, instead of reading the chapters, they read the scriptures. and you can take a scripture in out of its context and make it seem true when you don't know the best way to do it. And the Lord helped me get out of that by reading chapters for myself. Now, I don't know another substitute. Not only that, I found holes in doctrines that I had been taught for years. I was introduced to greater concepts. I found some things that I thought was right that I picked up along the course of my life to be a lie. Things like doubt, unbelief, and I started walking in greater measures of peace. And I kept asking the Holy Spirit questions. Now, He's here to be our guide and to guide us and help us navigate this life. And every time, He never let anything sneak up on me, and He warned me about things that was to come. He showed me things that people were doing that would affect me. And he also exposed to me how I could help people in their situations. See, He uses everything. He thinks of everything. When you help others come out of their mess, somebody's going to help you come out of yours. I did, when He said, "Let not my people lack knowledge," I said, "I don't know how to do it, Lord, but help me do it." And every opportunity He gave me to help somebody by the Holy Spirit, I acted on it. Sometimes I was afraid to act on it, being honest, but I had to break through the concepts of fear and act on it. I said, "They're going to think I'm crazy." But God said, "Do it." I had a vow in my life that I would obey Him, so I obeyed Him. I made myself obey Him. It wasn't always easy. And I didn't have a coach except for my pastor. My pastor obeyed God, so that gave me a heavy concept that I needed. But the intricate things that I was doing, the Holy Spirit was my coach. I had no human coach. The Holy Spirit was helping me do it. And I listened to Kenneth Hagin. And when I heard how God used him, he became my coach. I listened to him every day. I made it my business to listen to Kenneth Hagin every day at lunch. He came on at, I think it was 11 o'clock. And whatever I was doing, I got near my truck so I could listen to his 15-minute program. And I would listen to others on the radio. Back in those days in the 80s and early 90s, all the way up to the mid-90s, WDJC, they had some good teachers on there. Holy Ghost guided teachers. I would listen to them all day. And it was beautiful. Then another radio station wanted to go all music. Then they got in competition, and then they went all music. And they cut off all that good teaching. So if people follow God and stop trying to be like the world, they'll be fine. God was raising up a mighty army. And God needs a mighty army. And see, people need to follow God and stop traditionalizing ministry. The church, the people of God, not the building, the people of God need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. There are books God wants to introduce books into this realm. And He does it through people that will listen to Him and hear Him out. The people of God need to be making movies. We let the world make all the movies. But the people of God, Holy Ghost filled, trained, full of Holy Ghost people need to be writing movies. Not just religious movies, but movies that give people the concepts they need so they can live. And God helped to raise other people up to do it, to give us concepts that we need. And then now it's music. We need Holy Ghost filled people that will go in prayer and let God give them a song. Otis Berry God would give him songs all the time. And he said one day he went to church. They weren't having church. He just went by the church. and Elder Dixon was playing the piano. Now, both of them, full of the Holy Ghost, they were worshiping God. And he walked in singing the song the Lord gave, and it matched the music that Elder Dixon was playing. Now, what we're capable of and what we're doing is two different things. Everything we've done to this point is just a scratch of the surface, even wheelchair miracles. Even the greatest tent, that's a scratch of the surface. God has so much more to reveal, but he can't do it through people that won't drive out the leaven that's holding them back and receive. See, God can show us things. He can give us all the information we need, but we got to drive out the things that hold us back. Now, I'm going to go back to Revelation. I started looking at the things that cause people to become lukewarm in the first place. Now, God showed, I'm going to go back to Judges 2. And this is very important. And if we hear God out and do what he say do as a way of life, continually, not just till we get relief, but until we complete something. The things of God, they work as a way of life, and it works in every stage of life. Some all of God's word work in every stage of your life. When your part to do and act on, that's a way of life, not just something to get you to a point of relief. And that's how many Christians operate. But check out this, Judges chapter 2. And an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Now the angel is speaking in the name of the Lord. And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? I believe God was so frustrated with him, he sent the angel to speak for him. Because God don't like sin, he don't understand why we should entertain it in the first place. And he know that he don't have to put up with it. So he invented what we call a priest to mediate for us. Okay, back on track. Verse 3. Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare to you. And it shall come to pass, when the angel of the Lord spake these words unto all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept. They were in disobedience. Disobedience can cost you everything, ultimately. But it doesn't have to cost you anything, because disobedience is the first cause of poverty. The Lord taught me that. If you want to stop, if you want your life to be the healing process that it can be, always, my friend, obey God. Obey all of his word and don't sugarcoat it, all of it. That's our responsibility. Jesus said this first. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, sometimes people need to drive pride out of their life. Pride will cause you to be your own Holy Ghost. You'll tell yourself what to do, because pride looks within. Pride has respect of person. Pride will only listen to people that will cause them to seem, what's the word, preeminent. Pride looks, what can make me look good? What can keep me out of the path of controversy? What can raise my standards? I will only listen to people that I deem greater. But see, when Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, a stranger they won't follow. Which also means Whoever God chooses to use, they are the voice of the Holy Ghost. They are the yielded voice of the Holy Ghost. And a lot of people won't listen to people they deem beneath them. And they miss the point. Just like the people in Corinthians they were having communion. The rich people, bless their heart, they got it. They tried to eat up. They ate and left the poor people to the side. And they were rushing to eat first. And they turned something holy into something unholy. They didn't recognize the body. They didn't recognize not only the body of Christ that he laid his life down that we may live. They didn't adopt his love to do the same thing towards those that didn't have as much. See, competition and preeminence and pride is all the same thing. You can't do that. Who's the greatest? Jesus said, it's not going to be that way. You know, the kings of this world, leaders of this world, exercise dominion over the people. That's the doctrine of the Laodicean. That will cause you to be lukewarm. Take it for what it is. Anything that leavens you will cause you to be lukewarm, the same as no good. Something God wants to spit out. Bitter. It will cause you to be bitter tasting to God. It's an interruption. Lukewarm is not just people that's half-hearted. It's also people that's leavened against the things of God. They're trying to serve God, and you know, Diotrephes wanted the preeminence. He didn't want John to come around. But John spoke the words by the Holy Spirit. So if he's supposed to be received living by every word that proceeds out of that mouth of the Lord, and he won't hear from John, he shut his ears like they did when they stoned Stephen, then he's going to be locked in his ways. He won't be corrected. We have to receive correction by faith. We have to receive all forms of correction by faith. We have to make sure that we believe God when he's warning us or correcting us and guiding us, just like we would the promises that we desire so much. And some people, they took time and got the things that they were after. They made good choice decisions. And they did it in faith. They got their children healed. They raised their families. They bought houses. They got promotions. But you have to receive the instructions of God with the same devotion as the things that you want. The things that God wants, you have to receive what he's saying so you can do the things that he wants, just like you believed him and you chased him for the things you wanted. And you have to receive correction. It takes the revelation of God's word to drive out the things that's holding you back. How can God sanction you? Now, God gave the Israelites Canaan land. He didn't give them Canaan land to be like Canaan. He gave them Canaan land because Canaan land was like Canaan land. Canaan land was full of devils. He drove them out because he didn't want devils. He wanted angels. He gave us, he said, let it be as on earth as it is in heaven. Be like the angels. Live without competition. You know, as you're successful, share it. Share your success. Share your abilities as a servant, like the angels do. Not like the hypocritical devils that want to be served. God can't build. He has never built on that. Gideon had to turn his dad's idols over. They had to cut ties. They had to tear down altars. They couldn't just go and take the land and leave that crap standing around. push that crap down, bury it, burn it up, bust it up, and mean it. That's how we have to treat the things that were holding us back. In Romans chapter 7, Paul talked about how he tried to do good and he found himself. That's because he's unskilled in the things of God. We come to the Lord amiss. We receive salvation. Paul, his problem was he came out of the Pharisees' doctrine. He had to go and spend time with the Lord and unlearn that and get it corrected. Stephen gave him the beginning. He saw it introduced for the first time by a Holy Ghost-filled man. And then he went and did his it pricked his heart because that was those were things he was learning, but he learned it the wrong way. Now he saw the same scriptures being used in life instead of death, to be a blessing, a servant instead of a Nicolaitan. See, the Pharisees got everything. The doctrine of the Pharisees matches the doctrine of Canaan land. They took the things of God and turned it into Canaan land doctrine. They walked around preeminent, full of pride. And you can't understand God with pride. You got to drive it out. And the more you drive it out, the easier it is to understand God. You've gotten rid of your interference. The desire to be preeminent over others. That's the devil. All day. And you'll wonder why you'll frustrate yourself trying to be promoted when you can't. God hates pride. I received that revelation. I never had a problem with it because my daddy wasn't that way. And my mother wasn't that way. They taught me differently. So it was easy for me to not be in pride. I saw them serving each other all my life. And it worked. It was a beautiful life and I wanted it. And that's why I wanted to be married. I made a lot of choices because I wanted to be married. And I didn't pursue a lot of girls that were very beautiful because I knew they were crazy. And they were. Nothing against God, loved them, but they were crazy. And they would have done anything. And I said, I want somebody that I can trust. Because I saw what happens if you have somebody you can trust and you mean to do them the same way. You want somebody I could serve and that would appreciate it and serve me. Then I learned that you can't depend on people to treat you the way you want to be treated. You just have to do what God said. And it works. Even the people that will serve you, don't depend on it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the life that God has given. And I learned not to put pressure on people. Because I'm here to serve from the heart. I'm here to treat everybody like Jesus treats me. Now that came from revelation. And as I drove out interference, it was easy. So you can't do both. The leaven's going to get you if you don't drive it out. He said, read verse 3 again. Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you. And the Lord was, through the angel, the Lord was telling them the truth. These are the words of God. And every time God had made a mighty move, got them out of trouble, raised up somebody to help them, and did a great revival, they always got rid of the doctrines, the dead doctrines first.